Chapter 9, The NDE Deception. I had stretched out on my bed to nap in my rented room, a yellow shack in the student ghetto of Gainesville, Florida. Soon after I closed my eyes, I felt a strange tingling in my toes that quickly moved up my body until it centered in my head. It seemed as if I were flying through a buzzing wind tunnel filled with a gray, crackling mist, like static on an empty TV channel. I felt myself leave my body, rocket through the ceiling, and instantly I was floating in a mist outside a second-story apartment of two friends who lived down the block. Too scared to scream, I snapped out of it and sat up in my room, bug-eyed. The next day I met Seventh-day Adventists in a health food store who warned me that I was being deceived by the devil and that what was happening to me wasn't what I thought it was. Nothing they said, however, could have convinced me that my experience was anything other than my soul leaving my body. Fortunately, 2 days later, I had a dramatic conversion to Jesus Christ, and those occult experiences never came back. In early 1992, Life magazine ran a cover story called Visions of Life After Death, The Ultimate Mystery, which told of those who had died and then revived. Amazingly enough, the description of what their near-death experiences, or NDEs, were exactly what happened to me, except that I was nowhere near death. I was in sort of a tunnel, a cloud-like enclosure, said a woman who had an NDE, a grayish obsolescence that I could practically see through. I felt wind brushing against my ears, except that I didn't have ears. I was there, but my body wasn't. I know the feeling, except I didn't have to die to have the same experience. Though the Life article said that, quote, the popular view of near-death experiences is based largely on a view of existence that has scarcely changed in a millennia, namely the belief that the body is inhabited by a soul or spirit or mind that informs our consciousness and leaves our body at death, in reality, NDEs, as well as my experience called astral travel, are all demonic hallucinations and deceptions, 20th century manifestation of Satan's 6,000-year-old lie, that ye shall not surely die. The doctrine of man's consciousness and death, Ellen White warned, especially the belief that spirits of the dead return to minister to the living, has prepared the way for modern spiritualism. The great controversy exudes similar warnings about modern spiritualism. She warns about spiritualism as much as she does about the Sunday law, because spiritualism is going to have a major role in Satan's final deception. Injured during a firefight in Vietnam, Captain Tommy Clack told about leaving his body. Around me were people I served with who had died. They were moving away from me, communicating not with words. They were not in physical form, but I knew that was Dallas, Ralph, and Terry, and they knew me. He, Satan, Ellen White wrote, has power to bring before men the appearances of their departed friends. The counterfeit is perfect. The familiar look, the words, the tone are reproduced with marvelous distinctness. In family circle, a woman described her NDE. I noticed that a blue mist surrounded my body and was drifting off the operating table. McCall said that hundreds of stories about NDEs were, quote, too convincing and too similar to be disbelieved. They were also similar to my old cult ordeal. A loud buzzing sound, the motion through a tunnel, the sensation of being outside the body, a mist, though I didn't have to die or even come near to death to experience them. All that was missing for me was an encounter with the dead. No doubt, had my experiences continued, that would have happened too. Though similar phenomena have been recorded as far back as the Tibetan Book of the Dead, not until the mid-1970s, with psychiatrist Raymond Moody Jr.'s Life After Life, were NDEs burned into the American psyche. Published in 1976, the book told of Moody's interviews with about 50 people who died and then revived. Life After Life had sold more than 7 million copies and gave birth to an industry that has been growing ever since. Years before becoming an Adventist, I read Life After Life in college, though the thought pricked at me that these people weren't dead like rigor mortis and worms dead. I nevertheless felt an overwhelming sense of well-being, comfort, and assurance that life didn't end when our heartbeats did. Here seemed to be, if not proof, then at least powerful evidence that not only do we live after we die and that our short, nasty little existence isn't it, but that we don't need to be born-again Christians to enter into the world beyond either. Most interviewees in Moody's book weren't overtly religious, much less devout Christians, yet they met God or a powerful, loving presence that talked to them in a kind, loving, judgmental manner,
before returning them to terra firma. Love, said Ellen White of Spiritualism, is dwelt upon as the chief attribute of God, but is degraded to a weak sentimentalism, making little distinction between good and evil. In recent years, a spate of books warning about the New Age have been churned out by Christians. No matter how many books or articles authors like Constance Cumby, Dave Hunt, F. Lagarde Smith, and others may write against Shirley MacLaine channeling and harmonic convergence, as long as these Christians don't know the truth about the state of the dead, all are vulnerable to deceptions of spiritualism as well. After the publication of a Liberty Alert in which I called NDEs a demonic hallucination, I received a strong letter from an Adventist chaplain who took me to task for making so strong a blanket statement. At first I thought maybe I spoke too strongly, but as I answered him, my convictions became stronger. First, these people all think that their soul or spirit is leaving the body, a belief that contradicts the important biblical doctrine about the nature of man. Second, many have met the dead floating like disembodied spirits, another anti-scriptural phenomenon. Third, few, if ever, return convicted of their need of repentance, conversion, and faith in Jesus as their Savior. The few who do hardly compensate for the thousands, even millions, who come back thinking they have eternal life already. And finally, NDEs are duping millions around the world with the belief that you will not surely die. If that isn't demonic, what is? Satan has long been preparing, Ellen White wrote in The Great Controversy, for his final effort to deceive the world. Little by little, he has prepared the way for his masterpiece of deception and the development of spiritualism. He has not yet reached the full accomplishment of his designs, but it will be reached in the last remnant of time. She wrote these words more than a century ago. Spiritualism has been exponentially multiplying since. Almost the whole planet is deceived by it in one form or another. No wonder Ellen White spends so much time warning about it in The Great Controversy. Perhaps, with his latest manifestation of spiritualism, such as NDEs, the devil has already reached the full accomplishment of his designs. If not, he's close.